Way News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, said Friday he believes the president is not telling the truth about his campaign's payment to two women to keep their silence before the 2016 campaign. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Cohen made the statement in a television interview Friday.
Facing 3 years in federal prison after cooperating with prosecutors, Cohen says he's coming clean, telling ABC News' George Stephanopoulos the president was behind the hush money payments. Cohen did not give any evidence. The president at first denied even knowing about the payments and then said they were private transactions, not violations of campaign finance law, and denied directing Cohen to break the law. When asked if the president knew the payments were wrong, Cohen said, "Of course." Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A child in the custody of U.S. Border Patrol agents died after being picked up along a remote stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the Guatemalan girl had not had anything to eat or drink in days.
The 7-year-old from Guatemala apparently hadn't had anything to eat or drink for days when U.S. Border Patrol agents found her, with her father and dozens of other immigrants, along a remote stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border near Lordsburg, New Mexico. She suffered seizures, appeared to be in shock, and had a temperature of almost 106, say federal officials. Border Patrol airlifted her to a hospital in El Paso, Texas, where she died. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation. But again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
She was on the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. I'm Rita Foley.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump spoke with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan by phone Friday about Ankara's plans to attack a U.S.-backed Kurdish militia in Syria. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, the call came one day after the U.S. Defense Department warned Turkey against attacking the Kurdish fighters.
The White House says the two leaders discussed their security concerns about Syria and the fight against terrorism, with the presidents agreeing to continue coordinating to achieve our respective security objectives in Syria. Turkey says its president and Trump agreed on the need for more effective coordination within the context of Syria. The YPG Kurdish force, which Washington backs, is considered a terrorist organization by Ankara because it is affiliated with a rebel group that has been fighting a decades-long insurgency inside Turkey. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The UN Special Envoy for Yemen is calling for the urgent deployment of UN monitors to observe the implementation of a ceasefire in the strategic port city of Hodeidah and the withdrawal of rival forces. Martin Griffiths told the Security Council on Friday that while an agreement was reached on the situation in Hodeidah, it is only a stopgap to save lives.
The arrangements agreed, particularly as regards governance and the temporary arrangements of governance in Hodeidah, intend to set no precedent for the future.
The 4-year-old civil war has brought Yemen to the brink of famine, and Hodeidah is a lifeline for delivery of 70% of the country's food and humanitarian aid. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the detention of two Canadian citizens in China is unlawful and is calling for them to be released. China detained the two Canadians this week in apparent retaliation for the arrest of a top Chinese tech executive in Canada on behalf of the United States. Pompeo said Canada's actions against Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou were within its laws and treaties with the United States.
The unlawful detention of two Canadian citizens is unacceptable. They ought to be returned. The United States has stood for that, whether they're our citizens or citizens of other countries. We ask all nations of the world to treat other citizens properly, and the detention of these two Canadian citizens in China ought to end.
At the same time, Canada's Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland says she and Secretary of State Pompeo agree that politics should not be an issue in this case.
We all agree that the most important thing we can do is to uphold the rule of law, ensure that Ms. Meng's right to due process is respected, and that the current judicial process in Canada remains apolitical.
Canadian police detained Meng earlier this month on charges that she violated U.S. sanctions against Iran. She has been freed on bail. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.